Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
From the station that made country music famous, 650 AM WSM, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hi, it's Charlie Maddox, and in this episode, we sit down with Tyler Farr. It was Friday, June the 5th. It was EP release day for Tyler's only truck in town.
That's our friend Tyler Farr on Coffee, Country, and Cody. Circle Television all over the country. Circle All Access for social media, CirclePlus.com and WSMOnline.com. You can stream us anywhere or here at home, 650 AM WSM. Good morning, Tyler. Welcome in.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Great. Now, only truck in this town. I was talking to you off the air before we went live. I've been telling Charlie Maddox, our producer, I said, man, I know I remember him doing this song because it just rang with me on the stage of the Grand Ole Opry, but it would have been a few months ago. And you said, yeah, I probably did do it then. Yeah. And you had this song for a while.
Yeah, we've had it. This is one of the first ones me and Al Dean found. And it was one of those people who were like, well, why'd you pick this to be the leadoff single off this EP, the first single back to radio? Because my last album or project that I've even put out was the Suffering Peace album that had Guy Walks in a Bar on it. And that was 2015. So it's been about 5 years. This song, though, like, we didn't want to go putting something out there. Some songs, you know, are super meaningful, will maybe change the world. We weren't trying to change the world with this song. It was just like, hey, this is Tyler Farr Music, and I'm back, y'all. What's up? You know, so that's what this song, we just thought it was so – I pick songs that are relatable to my fans and stuff, and this was just a simple sing-along song that I thought every country boy and country girl could get out there.
Well, Jason Aldean, the Jason you referenced, is your producer. Where did that friendship start and become a working relationship?
I guess I'd have to look up in my logbook, but I guess when we started, I started touring with him right after Redneck Crazy hit. It was, you know, probably, 7 years ago, I'd say. Yeah, about 7 years ago, and it was a Burn It Down tour, and I did 2 years in a row with him. So I was seeing Jason more than I was seeing my wife. And
he was seeing you more than he was seeing his wife too, right?
Yeah, we couldn't do 3 years in a row because people think we're in a relationship. Jason's pretty and all, but my wife's a lot more prettier.
But we learned earlier that a friend of yours, your longtime male companion, Lee Bryce, has got stories about you and how that friendship started and why he loves you so much.
Well, Lee, like Jason, you know, I've always been a firm believer in surrounding yourself by good people and, you know, making good friends. And like, just like songwriting, my rule of thumb was from day one to, you know, always write with a much better songwriter than yourself if you want to get better at songwriting. And that goes the same, I respect Lee and his talent, one of the most talented people I've ever been around with. It's the same way with Jason Aldean. And me and Jason just hit it off on tour. Jason ain't the dude that's going to walk across a parking lot to your bus and come talk to you. I think the first down the road, I just jumped up on his bus and was like, hey, man, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. How you doing? He's like, yeah, come in, sit down. And we just kind of hit it off. He likes hunting. I'm a part owner and buck commander now with him and Luke Bryan and Willie Robertson. And, you know, I like to surround myself by good people, the buck group, and guys like Lee Bryce and Jason Aldean. And, you know, they always got your back, and that's what it's about. That's what makes country music what it is.
We'll come back to the Lee Bryce connection here in just a moment, Joe, but I wanted to talk about, so we talked about the friendship. Where did, hey, why don't you produce my record? Where did that come into play with Jason?
Honestly, we were over at his house, and he used to live about 10 minutes down the road. I would ride my side by side over there and pester the crap out of him all the time, but sneak into a swimming pool. But it's good to have friends with a lot of money sometimes, you know. You don't have to pay to go to a water park, you just go to their swimming pool, you know. But we was over at his house bowling. He had a bowling alley put in his house, for God's sakes. This is stuff rednecks do when they get money. And we was over there hanging out, having a few cocktails, and he just randomly said, he goes, "Why don't you quit putting out this junk and let me produce you? I'll sign you to a deal. I'll start a label tomorrow." And I thought it was just jaw jacking, and it wasn't. He was in it literally like a month later or a few months later after that. This was about a year and a half ago. I wasn't real happy where I was at, and it was just, I knew it was time for a change. And I had a meeting. I didn't really like how it went. I called Jason. I said, "Dude, were you serious about signing me?" He goes, "Hell yeah, man. I'll do it right now." Literally within 2 months, Night Train Records was started. Jason started this imprint underneath Broken Bow and said, and it was up and running. So, I mean, he put his money where his mouth is, you know, so.
All right, Joe, you want to ask him about the video, the Celine Dion cover?
Yeah, no, I mean, do you have any comment that you would like to make on that gift that you gave the world with Lee? I just got his comment, so I want yours.
Yeah, I'm sorry for anybody that had to witness that. It's probably pretty shocking to them. I was showing somebody the other day, and they said, "That surprisingly sounds pretty good."
I know. That's what I told Lee. I was like, that much talent applied to that. It's just not even right.
Well, and that, yeah, people, I still talk sometimes about people. "So you were classically trained." I'm like, "I promise." And you can tell a lot of them don't quite want to believe me. But for all of them that are listening and doubting me, all the haters out there, you can go watch my Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On cover featuring Lee Bryce as a pianist.
And see, I didn't know, you're talking about being classically trained, I had no idea that Lee played piano until he told us earlier in the interview. Did you know that, Joe?
I did not, and I didn't know that about you either, Tyler, but that was the thing about it. It's like you're standing there all, you know, like very classically, and it's great.
We had about 450 pounds right there of sexiness, this country boy on a piano, and I mean, I guarantee you, if you took that still frame and put it to people and said, "Hey, caption this," they would not expect where that was going to go to, which is a Celine Dion cover. Exactly.
If you don't make that merch with 450 pounds of sex, Lee Bryce and Tyler Farr, put those T-shirts out there at the merch stand. Hey, we're going to close with a little bit of a song from the album, but give me just quick updates or insight, if you will, to your fans, because your EP is out today. Heaven on Dirt, Wish Dogs Could Live Forever, the title alone captivated me, and Soundtrack to a Small Town Sundown. Tell us about that one, and we'll close with a little bit of it.
So if you, as people listen to this EP, and you know the EP's out now, so I definitely want to hear what people think about it, so I encourage everybody to listen to it, and if you don't like it, you don't have to buy it again, but the songs on there, the albums I've done up to this point, you know, all of them are going to have like really pretty diverse songs. I might be, which hence there's the Celine Dion thing. You have Celine Dion, you have Redneck Crazy Guy. So I like a little bit of everything in this EP. Dogs Could Live Forever. My bloodhound Cooter Brown, he passed away last spring, and I heard this song, and it's literally about what it says, and it's great. And it just hit me emotionally. So I'm trying to record for my fans. I'm like, if it made me feel something, it's got to make them feel something. Soundtrack to the Small Town Sundown, this song is probably my favorite on the EP, honestly. And this is what country music, I've always said country music is going to change, but the one thing you got that keeps it country music is the story songs and the songs with substance and the lyrics that paint pictures. And we get descriptive. And this song, I think, is a prime example of that. And one of the writers on there wrote my last number one, Guy Walks Into a Bar, Jonathan Singleton.
That is Tyler Farr. First time I kissed her, just don't sound the same.
Thanks for listening to our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Our program director at WSM Radio is J. Patrick Tittle. Our digital producer is Haley Hall. Marketing and promotions director is Amanda Cannon. And I'm Charlie Mattos. If you like what you've heard, make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. And leave us a review on iTunes. It really does help new people find the show.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.